Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, one step, one trait, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Ilana Moskowitz, and this week we are focusing on the Midah of Kinah, jealousy. So today I want to focus on who are the people that we find ourselves jealous of? Why is it that some people evoke our jealousy where others don't? Is it like primarily a question of someone having something that I lack or something that I want? Because truthfully, there are plenty of people out there that have things that I would be thrilled to have, and I don't really find myself becoming jealous of them. Why is it that some people trigger my jealousy and others just don't? So there are essentially two answers to this question. The first answer comes from the last of the Asaras HaDibros, which is the Isser, the prohibition of Lo Sachmod. We're not allowed to covet, to desire something that somebody else has. And the Torah speaks specifically of the injunction against desiring our fellow man's home, his wife, his servants, his livestock, basically everything that he owns and has. And the Ibn Ezra asks an excellent question and says, how is it that we expect a person not to feel desire in their heart, not to feel this chemda? I mean, we can expect him not to act on that feeling, but can we really expect him not to feel the feeling? I mean, isn't this the whole thing about feelings are feelings, no judgments on feelings? So Ibn Ezra answers with a very interesting mashal, a parable. He tells of a peasant farmer who sees a really, really beautiful princess, and despite the fact that she is just so alluring and just so desirable, he actually is not homie to her. He doesn't desire her. Why? So the Ibn Ezra explains, because he's not echad min hameshugaim. He's not a crazy person. He's not the type of person who would sit around wishing that he had wings to fly like a bird, because he understands that that's completely beyond the realm of possibility. He's enough of a grounded person to recognize that. So too, he recognizes that as a lowly peasant farmer, marrying this princess is just so unattainable. It's so beyond the realm of possibility that this impossibility factor actually prevents him from desiring her and allows him that element of control over his feelings. And it's interesting because here, the Ibn Ezra is teaching us a very important principle in terms of kinah. Because what the peasant farmer shows us is that in general, we feel jealous of people who we identify as having some similarity to, or some overlap with, or commonality with, parity with, whether in social status, or financial capability, or religious level, or intellectual acuity. It's the people who we consider to be like one of us, the people that we work with, the people that we're neighbors with, family members, and so forth. And just as the peasant farmer sees the princess as someone who's just so entirely out of his league, so beyond, that he doesn't feel desire for her, so too the people who are so remote or far removed from us, they're not the ones who arouse our jealousy. But rather, it's the people with whom we share similar lives, characteristics, capabilities, families, narratives. Those are the people that arouse our jealousy, because we look at them and we say like, well, they're just like me, and if they have it, why shouldn't I? And a corollary to this is what Rashi teaches in Shmos Perek Lamed Bet, Pasuk Yud Aleph. And Rashi says as follows. He says, Klum miskana ela chacham bechacham gibor begibor. A chacham, a wise person, is jealous of other wise people. And a gibor, a strong person, is jealous of other strong people. Again, it's that parity piece. It's that sameness and overlap. I'm going to be more jealous of someone who's more similar to me. It's basically jealousy kind of in the guise of a competition. So that's the first category of people that we are jealous of. Let's look at the second category. In Maseches Pesachim, Daf Mem Tes, 49, we address the second category of people that we find ourselves jealous of. Gedola sina shesonin ame haaretz l'tamidei chachamim, yosir misina shesonin umas ha'olam es Yisrael, unishoseim yosir mihen, tana shana uperash yosir mikulan. How great is the hatred that the ame haaretz, the unlearned people, have towards tamidei chachamim, towards learned, and the hatred that they have is even greater than the hatred that the umas ha'olam, the nations of the world, have towards Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara finishes by telling us, Shana Uperash, someone who studied in the Beis Medrash and then left the Beis Medrash, Yosir Mikulan, he hates Talmidei Chachamim the most. So one way to understand this Gemara is that the hatred we're discussing is not actual hatred, but it's really hatred born of jealousy. Hatred that issues from jealousy. So who bears the most hatred in this Gemara? Which really is saying, essentially, who is the most jealous in this Gemara? So it's clearly the very last person, the Shana Uperash, the person who had studied and then abandoned his studies. He hates Talmidei Chachamim the most. Why? Well, it's very simple. Because he looks at the Talmid Chacham and he sees the greatness that he's achieved, and he thinks to himself, if I wouldn't have left the Beis Medrash, if I would have stuck it out with him as well, then I too could have been like him. I too could have achieved the greatness that this Talmid Chacham achieved. And this brings us to the second category of people we're jealous of. The people who started out just like us, who share the same humble or not so humble beginnings as we did. And even though we don't have parity and overlap with them now because they've grown so far beyond us, we still feel jealous of them because we started out the same. Thank you for learning together.